Fred Film Radio.
Andrew Lachek with Fred Film Radio. I'm here with Harvey Keitel. Good afternoon. Thanks a lot for being with us. Mr. Keitel, yesterday night you have been introduced as a legend. How do you feel about this definition?
Good question. And I'm going to answer it. I did a movie once called Little Nemo by a very young French director many years ago. Bormann, the British, wonderful British director, produced the film. British director produced that film called Little Nemo. And in it, I played Zorro.
Yeah.
And it was a fantasy film about Little Nemo and the submarine and all that. So in one scene, Zorro comes to rescue the princess who's being pursued by these skeletons, and she's about to be kidnapped. And Zorro comes and rescues her. Mm-hmm. And he grabs her by the arm, you know, holds her around her waist. And then he takes off his mask and goes to kiss her. And she says, "No, no, what are you doing? What are you doing?" And she runs away and runs down into the submarine and closes the hatch on him. And Zorro was left on top of the submarines without a mask, with his cape on, his sword out and everything. And he starts banging on the submarine hatch. "Please, please, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It's so lonely to be a legend."
So do you feel a lonely man? You don't look like being a lonely man, right? You know?
That's the best answer I can give you to your wonderful question.
Listen, you have a very long, gigantic career as an actor. What do you think now is the, after so many films, which is, on your opinion, the mission of an actor?
The mission
of an actor, the work and what the actor should look for and do?
Well, I hope as people we all look for being honest and getting to know ourselves first better, and then share it with other people so we can maybe have some movement and understanding and care for each other's beliefs and where they're coming from.
Another question is about your image. You played a lot the bad guy, especially at the beginning of your career.
I never played a bad guy.
You were?
No.
So why do you think
thinks he's bad.
And
every bad guy thinks he's good.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm asking this because the first time I remember you was watching The Bad Lieutenant. And in The Bad Lieutenant, you were kind of bad.
He was very troubled.
And it was a very troubled man, a very troubled film as well. Which kind of memories do you have from that movie?
Well, for me, it's one of the most profound films I made with Abel Ferrara as writer-director. And also the woman, Zoe, I forget her last name, who was in the film briefly. She wrote it. She wrote part of it, too. And I improvised part of it as well. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting your question.
Now, which were your memories about this, about that film?
Well, the memory really is how dedicated Abel and this young girl who died long before our time and I were to the story. To the story. It troubled us so much because cocaine was flowing around the city at that time and drugs, and people were losing their identities and degrading into nothingness and death from drugs. And so we felt a very strong obligation to show as truthfully as we could what the result is of use of drugs. I'm very proud of the film because I heard from a number of people they thought it was maybe the best anti-drug film of its time. And
We
all were very proud of that.
Well, thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Keitel.
Good questions, by the way.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Angela Changbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.